All right, you guys ready? I don't see where to add sauces. Oh, I'm scared. Am
Oh
I gonna
my,
get
so
no
much
sauce?
pressure.
How do you
Oh, I
There's
don't see
no
it either.
sauce.
I don't know.
I added
Uh-oh.
mine.
Oh no. This is gonna be terrible if I don't
No.
get
When you
Chick-fil-A sauce. I've never had Chick-fil-A delivered to my door until today. DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, which one is best? Today on the podcast, we're putting them head to head. I'm trying out different delivery options live to see which one is best for bringing our favorite food right to our door. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Allison Storm. Welcome to the My Pleasure unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Normally, when we think of getting food delivered to our homes, we think of pizza, right? But food delivery is exploding in popularity unless you live in the boondocks. Which apparently Jim Mann lives in the boondocks, right, Jim?
I don't consider it the boondocks, but apparently it is. I can't get any to deliver here.
This is so weird. So, just so you know, I'm isolated in my home, and thanks to some beautiful technology, I'm feeling not so alone because I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann, who is also in the safety of his own home. We live near each other, but like about 30 miles apart. And apparently, where you live, Jim, there's no delivery service available, or how does it work?
I mean, they do deliver, but they just don't deliver Chick-fil-A. I put in a request that they would do that, but I haven't heard back from them. But they deliver like every restaurant except for Chick-fil-A, which is just not even a mile down the street.
That is so weird.
I'm
So
mad.
if anyone lives near Jim Mann, he is fighting for you to get this changed.
That's right. I'm a crusader.
Thank you, Jim. But we kind of worked out something different for you to do. So who are you going to throw into the race for this door delivery race?
I'm using Daughter Dash. We call her Mackenzie around, I mean Michaela around here, my youngest daughter. So she loves Chick-fil-A, so she happily volunteered to go get some as long as I order her food too.
Oh, this is going to be so fun. So we're bringing in another competitor in this race, and I'm just going to call it the Nugget Grand Prix. Do you like that name?
That's beautiful.
Okay, Carrie Lum is a wife, mom of two boys. She also creates videos seen on sites like USA Today, MSN, and AOL. She interviews celebs for Paste Magazine, and most recently, she's become a TikTok star. Yeah, Carrie, thanks for entering the competition today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm calling this the Nugget Grand Prix, unless one of you has a more creative name. I think it's fine.
That's beautiful, Allison.
Okay, so here's how it works. I did some research and I found that what's available for my address, DoorDash is available for free delivery. Uber Eats, normally a $7.49 delivery fee, but I found a coupon code, so it will be free. And they recently struck a deal with Chick-fil-A. So I guess if you can use Uber Eats, now orders over $10 are free, which is nice. I also checked Grubhub, but that's not available from my address. Carrie, what did you find out?
I'm actually going to do DoorDash
Okay.
because I have a free code for free
Nice.
delivery. So I was like, my husband was like, I've got a free code, do that one. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so you do DoorDash. I'll do Uber Eats. Jim does his daughter, Dash. What are we calling it?
Yes.
Michaela.
Michaela, yes.
We're going to put these orders in at the same exact time and see who wins.
All right. Something sounds funny about ladies start your orders, but when I say go, place your orders and we'll compare our experiences live on the podcast.
Okay, wait, I have a quick
Oh, great.
question before we say go.
Oh, for
I'm
crying out loud.
Okay, but listen, guys. I looked, okay, I'm on Uber Eats Chick-fil-A menu, and I've been feeling pressure to order the market salad because it's Jim Mann's favorite and I've never had it. So I was going to order that, but Jim, it's $10.65. Does that sound accurate?
No, it's not correct. It must be your highfalutin area.
Are they marking up prices?
Maybe it's a delivery service.
Well, it says the delivery's free though.
Yeah, that's what you think.
What does yours say, Carrie? Like, what are some prices? I want to compare.
Well, my market salad is $8.05.
What?
Yeah. My Chick-fil-A sandwich is 4.85, which sounds right.
Yeah, mine's 4.85.
Let me see here. What about a fruit cup? That says $3.
Fruit cup. Mine's $4.15.
You need to move.
I think, you know how sometimes they add up your price when you use them? I don't know.
I know. I didn't realize that. It does. Well, I think I'm going to still order the market salad, even though it is like so rich for my blood. and I'm thinking about trying the Chick-fil-A waffle fries because I want to see if they're still good delivered to the door.
Oh.
What are you going to order?
I'm actually going to order, because my whole family's home, I'm going to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich with no pickle. That's my go-to. That's what I always get. And then a bunch of nuggets for my boys, my teenagers, and a spicy chicken sandwich with extra pickles for the husband.
Oh, wow. He's extra pickles and you're no pickles?
Yes.
That's such a good combination.
I know. We keep the pickle part even.
That's totally cute. I wish I could order a nugget platter, but I'm not seeing that option.
You can get the family nugget.
Ooh.
Do you ever get that?
I don't have that.
Oh.
The only nugget option I have is $5.
I have a $2 option.
Same thing.
Oh, wait. I see it. 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets. Oh, my gosh. Should I get that, you guys? It's $17.
It's great for your kids and your husband.
Do it.
Should I do it?
Yeah, why not?
You guys are making me spend a lot of money. Plus, is that going to make my order take longer? You're sabotaging me.
I think nuggets are quick.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't you think? Yeah. They just throw them in.
Okay.
No assembly.
All right, you are ordering a lot of stuff, but okay. Well, I'm going for it then. I'm going to get a nugget platter. You guys are crazy.
All right.
What are you getting, Jim? Are you getting a market salad?
I would, but it's $1.50 here, and that's too much money. So I'm just getting the grilled chicken sandwich deluxe, whatever it's called.
Okay.
If that's healthy. I know. That's how I am. Of course, the fries, which are extremely healthy, and just water. And then my daughter, she likes the chicken sandwich without the pickle. It's so weird, isn't it?
The best way.
So, yeah. Are we putting them in now?
All right, you guys ready? I don't see where to add sauces. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, am I going to get no sauce? Pepper. How do you add sauce?
Oh, I don't see it either. I don't know.
I added mine.
Oh, no. This is going to be terrible if I don't get Chick-fil-A sauce.
When you click on the nugget choice, then it gives you the sauces.
What? Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Oh, so Lord.
You got to select
this item. Oh, I see it.
And then it popped up.
Yes.
I'm hungry.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm getting they only let me do two for a platter?
Oh,
oh my
really?
Gosh. Jeez. Okay.
Out of control.
That's not enough.
Yes. I have two nugget platters in my order. Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
We're all coming over.
Deliver to my door. My address is in there. Deliver now. Oh, shoot. Uh-oh. What?
Yeah. Well, I thought I had two nugget things on here, and I didn't. So I was going to have one angry child.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I think I've got it fixed.
Are you guys tipping?
When I went to...
No.
Huh?
Are you going to... You're not going to tip your daughter. Are you going to add a tip or?
I'm going to let her stay here another night.
Save and continue.
Okay.
I'm going to faint. I'm hungry.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and tip because I can't tip in person. Otherwise, I'd give them cash.
That's true.
But I don't think they're going to let you do that. So.
Okay. So I had a coupon for a free delivery and my total is still $40.13. Whoa.
It's a business expense.
Yeah. All right. How do I?
All right, I'm gonna place my order.
Okay, mine says preparing your order. Let's see. What does yours say, Carrie?
Oh, well, mine says I need a verification code.
Oh, no.
Because I used my husband's account and he has 2-step verification. So now, and he's on a conference call. He's an attorney. Okay.
Oh,
showing
no.
to me, he's showing it to me through the window as one does.
This is really happening, people. This is all live.
Yeah. Attorney Dan just shared the code.
So we're ordering.
Yes. Mine is sent. It says order received 12:26 arrival.
So we'll That's see. 1 minute from now. Oh, wait. No, it's not.
No.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Mine says 12:25. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be neck and neck. This is so exciting. What is yours estimated arrival, Jim?
Mine says head to restaurant. That's all it says.
Okay. Well, you probably should let your daughter know, right?
Yeah, probably. Let me go wake her up.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're killing time waiting for our food to arrive by putting Carrie up against Jim Mann's massive brain power with some Chick-fil-A trivia.
Hey, Jim Mann here. It's no secret, but I happen to be a social media expert. I've got tens of Instagram followers just to prove it. So be sure to follow at Chick-fil-A Podcast for an extra helping of the latest episode news, giveaways, and laughs. And I'm just trying to save you some embarrassment. You don't want to be the only one in your friends group that's not following. All right? I'm here for you. So follow us at Chick-fil-A Podcast.
Welcome back. Okay, our orders are in. I ordered with Uber Eats, Carrie ordered with DoorDash, and Jim Mann ordered on his app, and his lovely daughter is going to pick it up for him. And we're going to see which one wins. All right, this is going to be fun. So while we're waiting for this food to arrive, let's put Carrie to the test with a little Chick-fil-A trivia. So Carrie, we're going to put you up against our resident Chick-fil-A guru, Jim Mann. So he has definitely been eating Christian chicken since before you were born. So Carrie, this is how it works. We're going to ask you five questions. When you want to ring in, it's a multiple choice question, you shout, "My pleasure." And okay. Jim, you're going to moo like a cow.
Oh, all right.
Do you guys want to know what you're playing for today?
Yes.
Well, yes. Allison, the winner gets a beautiful gold foil Chick-fil-A tank top. This exclusive limited edition racerback tank has a flattering flowy fit and can only be found at ChickfilAPodcast.com.
Oh, wow. I hope I win.
A gift for your daughter.
Yes. Okay. That's it.
That'll be her tip if you win, which you may not.
I probably won't.
Oh, wow. This is getting dirty. All right. Some trash talking going on. Question number one. How much did Chick-fil-A invest to develop their own grill? A, $2 million. B, $5 million. Or C, $50 million?
Moo.
Jim.
B.
No, you're wrong.
Carrie, my pleasure.
Carrie.
Yes. $2 million.
No, you're wrong too.
No.
It was $50 million.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy? But I did kind of throw you off by giving you two low answers and then one that seemed extreme. But yeah, they've spent $50 million to develop their own grill. So next time you eat your grilled chicken there, you know why it tastes so good.
Wow.
All right. Question number two. Approximately how many employees does each Chick-fil-A restaurant employ? Is it A, 50, B, 90, or C, 150? No. Jim?
B.
You are right.
No. Yes. I'm winning.
I know. You're very competitive today. You must be hangry.
I am very hangry, and I want that tank top to flow on me.
Oh, wow. Carrie, please, you've got to win.
I want to.
All right, question three. When were waffle fries introduced? A, 1985, B, 1987, or C, 1993?
My pleasure.
Oh, I'm going to give that to Carrie.
What?
I'm going to go 87.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, Carrie, I'm so sorry. Let's go with A.
You're right, Jim.
Yes. Oh. I was so lucky.
All right. Jim is in the lead with two, and Carrie, you have zero.
Oh!
Wah, wah, wah. All right, we got two questions to go, so Carrie, we can at least tie this up. Come on.
All right.
All right. All right. Okay, number four. What What big event coincided with the debut of the famous cow campaign? Was it A, the opening of Mall of America, B, the Summer Olympics, or C, the first Harry Potter book is published?
Who?
My
Jim
pleasure.
Got that one.
A.
Jim said A. You're wrong, Jim. Harry,
no.
This is your chance.
Oh,
was
no,
it
the Olympics?
Olympics or C?
All right,
woohoo!
Yeah. Finally, I'm on the board.
I mean, not
barely.
That I'm pulling for Carrie.
I'm still winning.
We're gonna make you an Instagram model, Jim.
Oh, great! That's been my bucket list.
I knew it.
All right, Jim has two, Carrie has one. Who will win the tank top? Here's the last question. What happened shortly after the first 3D cow billboard was installed in Chattanooga? A, teenagers stole the cows. B, the city council passed an ordinance banning them. C, one of the cows fell off the billboard, damaging a car below and injuring two.
Moo.
Jim?
C, I think that's kind of funny except for the injury.
No, that was not the answer.
Okay, my pleasure.
Yes.
I'm going to go A.
And you are right.
Oh, oh, it's a tie.
You both get tank tops.
Yay.
That's going to be awesome.
Now, Carrie, what made you think teenagers stole the cows?
I have teenagers.
And she's got cows in the house.
I mean, what teenager wouldn't want to do that? I would want to do it. I mean, I know I shouldn't, but I'm not saying it wouldn't be fun. Think of the story. We're still talking about it. What kid doesn't want that?
Good point.
That is a good point. My goal is to find that teenager who stole the cow back in 1996 and have them on the show.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be amazing.
You know, Chick-fil-A got a lot of free press off of that. That went national and the cows were returned. So it all had a happy ending.
Are they still in jail?
Yes.
No. The teenagers are not in jail. I don't think they ever actually found out who did it. So they never got in trouble, but they did return the cows.
Mm. Yeah. So they might only talk to you if their statute of limitations is up. I might have to knock on the glass in a minute here and ask Attorney Dan.
Yeah, do that during this next break. When we return, will our food arrive? I'm getting hungry. Jim's hangry. Stick with us to find out who will win the Nugget Grand Prix. DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Jim's daughter?
Hi guys, Allison here. I know you're a huge fan of Chick-fil-A, just like me. And I also know you're probably a really kind person, just like me. Just kidding. Which is why I love blessing people, even strangers in unexpected ways. You know, random acts of kindness. That's why I created a free printable to help you bless a friend or a stranger with a Chick-fil-A gift card. Because whose day wouldn't be a million times better if someone gave them free Chick-fil-A, right? So head to ChickfilAPodcast.com/free to print out your free Chick-fil-A gift card sleeve. Just print, cut, and pop a gift card in there to make someone say, Chick-fil-A! That's ChickfilAPodcast.com/free.
Well, welcome back. I am currently eating the fries right now because my daughter has been back for a while. While Allison and Carrie are still waiting on their delivery service. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
she's not.
I don't believe it.
I am about to fall over, though, because I am very hungry. I didn't eat breakfast.
What? All right. So do you have any way of knowing where your daughter is? Has she picked up the food yet?
I do have the 360 app, so I can track my delivery service.
You can stalk her a little bit. Is she there? Yeah. Has she picked it up yet? Is she on her way home?
This 360 app got her still at work. Okay.
What?
I hope she didn't go back to work. Maybe her mom called her back to work. That's it. I'm texting my delivery service.
Oh, that's good news for us, Carrie. We might just win this thing.
You never know. My guy, it says that my delivery person is at the restaurant.
Ooh. Nice.
I'm hopeful this is going to go quicker. I don't know. But
I just got really excited. Let me see what mine says. Okay, I'm using Uber Eats. Mine says 12:15, which is just a few minutes from now. And it says Christopher is picking up my order. He's driving a Dodge Charger. Wow, I even have his license plate. This is so crazy, isn't it? You guys, I think he's, according to this map, I think he's at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, so both of ours are there.
My daughter's at the window, she said.
Oh man. Your tracker app's not working quite well then, is it?
No, it's not. I'm going to delete that thing.
Well, while we are waiting, Carrie, I want to hear a little more about your life, because I understand you've been using this quarantine time to take up a new hobby.
I'm a TikToker now, it turns
out. You're a TikToker! Jim, do you even know what that is, TikTok?
Yes, I've heard of it. It's where I draw the line, because I am just on social media all over the place with my Facebook. You still have Facebook?
And the
Instagram.
Twitter?
The problem is, though I'm not old, but my peers are. And every time we get on, me and my people get on something, all the young cool people are like, ew, and they start another one. And so, I can ruin TikTok for you guys if you want me to.
You would not. So,
very
like
polite
a
of
lot
you.
Of young kids like dance and stuff on it. They do these dances. Grew up in a home where you were not allowed to dance. Definitely pro dancing now, but never learned the skills. So I only tell jokes on TikTok. If I have a brand, it's basically saying out loud what you're already thinking.
Uh-oh.
So that's what I do.
Okay, can we just listen to one of my faves right now? I'm going to play it
sure.
for you. Here you go.
Okay.
Pro tip. If you lay down on your bed, it's a nap. If you lay down on a yoga mat, you totally get to count it as exercise.
I love that. It's so true.
Yeah.
That was you, Carrie?
Yeah, that's what I wrote. I said that, yeah.
You must be rich doing stuff like that.
Oh, I mean, I have tens of fans, so it's hard to really keep it under control.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. You've had some of these that have been really successful, right?
Yeah, like 400,000 to 500,000 views. So,
whoa.
Yeah. And so I don't know. It's something fun to do. And yeah, it makes me think about something kind of outside of my usual joke writing, like thinking of one-liner type, jokes.
Have you had any inspiration, since you've been talking to us?
Oh, about chicken? I would say, let's see. Oh, here's one. I do a lot of these what if COVID-19 happened in the 1900s jokes, because all of us were born in the 1900s, and our kids, they like to make fun of that, just so you know. Allison, your kids are still young and sweet, so they don't do that. But I promise you, as they get older, they will. So how about this? If COVID-19 had happened in the 1900s, we would have to actually make our own fried chicken instead of having somebody deliver it to us. There you go.
Oh, man, that would stink.
Be the worst.
The worst.
Imagine the horror.
Oh, that's so fun. I love it. Do you have any tips for us, like, of how to get started with TikTok?
I think the most important thing is to figure out what you want to do. I think a lot of people with anything just in life in general, they try to do what other people are doing. And it's really important on any kind of platform to understand it, but then to do what you want. So like I tried a bunch of random stuff, like trying to do the stuff they wanted me to do. And then I was like, oh, I'm just going to tell jokes. And that actually is what picked up. I think because people knew it was the real me.
Mm. Oh, you guys, Christopher's on the move. I can see his little car icon spinning around. I hope he's okay.
He's spinning around?
Yes.
It
says he's 4 minutes away.
Oh,
man.
I hate it when she wins.
Me too. Well, because I always want to win.
Where's your person?
Nowhere.
All right, how about we take one more break, but when we come back, the exciting conclusion to the Nugget Grand Prix. I'm so excited. I think I'm going to win.
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfiletpodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You've got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Cathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfiletpodcast.com/shop.
Welcome back to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. We're doing something that's never been done before in the history of the world. I'm just claiming it. It's the Nugget Grand Prix. We have three delivery services going up against each other, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Jim's daughter. And I think we have some late-breaking development.
Yes, my doorbell just rang. The dogs are barking. It's official.
The daughter won!
DaughterDash, use DaughterDash. I guess I should let her in.
Yeah, you should probably let her in. Make sure
okay,
the
I'll be right back.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, Carrie, what's your update? You're doing DoorDash. Where is your person?
Yep. I just got a text message that they are on the way. That they have my food and they're on the way. So.
Okay, I'm using Uber Eats, and this is actually really cool because I'm staring at a map with a little car on it, and I can see where this guy is driving and like how far away he is from my house. Right now, he is 5 minutes away. His name is Christopher. He's in a Dodge Charger.
I'm gonna be done by then. Thank you, Michaela.
Way to go, Michaela. You won. You beat Uber Eats and DoorDash.
She's excited. She's got her own food. These fries are good.
Oh man. Jealous.
Can you smell it?
What else did you get, Jim?
And I got the grilled chicken sandwich. Deluxe. Wait a minute. Here's your tip. You have change for a dollar.
This does remind me of when I used to do food delivery. Have I ever told you this, Allison?
No.
I was a roller skating car hop. At a burger restaurant for many years.
Wow.
So wow.
I would get the occasional tip of change for a dollar.
She deserves
it. Brought
a
it to mind. When I was your daughter's age, that's what I was doing.
That is amazing. I wish I could do that now.
How does one get into that line of work?
You are 16 years old and you need a job and you hear...
And you have skates.
Place is hiring. And that's pretty much it. And I was a good roller skater. My sister did it too.
Did you have to bring your own skates or did they supply
them? No, they had skates. They supplied them. I mean, I bid it a couple times, obviously, carrying people's food and roller skating to their car. But I would definitely, they'd be like, keep the change. So it did add up, you know. And when you're a teenager, it adds up, you know, you're like, wow, that's great. So
why don't you do that on TikTok?
I should.
Yes.
Update, my car is moving.
That's so sad.
All right. Matthew has no idea. He's in a race of his life right now against Christopher in the Dodge Charger. Christopher is 1 minute away from my house.
I'm going to lose.
Woohoo! Christopher! Go, Christopher, go! Go, Christopher, go!
It's like Matthew's... watching a video game. You can't control.
Matthew's eating your fries right now.
That's a whole other topic there. Do you think they ever sneak a fry?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I hope not.
Would you ever sneak a fry?
I wouldn't. No. Allison,
you wouldn't? I totally would.
Never. Oh no, I wouldn't.
Don't use Allison.
I would because I wouldn't mind if Christopher ate one of my fries right now. I wouldn't blame him. Okay, it says 0 minutes away. I'm gonna go to my door and see if I can see him.
You are gonna win.
really winning.
I'm capturing second place here. I'm looking out my window.
Silver medal.
That's the first loser.
Christopher's pulling up. He's in a fancy red Dodge Charger. He looks like a race car driver. It seriously looks like a race car. And he was in a race. He just had no idea. All right. You guys, here comes my... Oh, he just saw me take a picture of him. He's really cool looking. He has like sunglasses on and... Hey, are you Christopher?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I've been waiting for this. Courtney, thank you. Have a great day.
As Christopher is, or Matthew is.
Oh, Matthew. Yeah. Oh.
Does it look like you got everything, Allison?
Oh, I'm going to check right now. This looks very small for being 30 nuggets.
Yeah, it's surprisingly small.
It's all right. 30. My waffle fries are hot. Yep, there's my nuggets. I'm not going to count them all 30, but... And
you
my market
salad. You
can have
your kids do it for math class.
There you go. I think a few would go missing.
How does the salad look?
It looks pretty good. Maybe not quite as good as the number one sandwich, but you know what, Jim? Mm. I'm giving it a try.
And put everything on there that comes with it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of packets here.
Yeah.
Now, is that grilled chicken or the good chicken?
Hey, they spent $50 million on that grill. Yes, it's the grilled chicken.
Oh, well.
We do have some deals for you to save money on your DoorDash or Uber Eats delivery. If you want to try it, just head to chickfilapodcast.com/fooddelivery to get exclusive money-saving codes for your next delivery. Are you going to try this again, Carrie, or are you giving up?
Honestly, we probably will still do Sundash because he's learning to drive.
Oh.
We typically go pick up just because he needs the hours to get his license.
Oh, that's great. Well,
and I'm still waiting on Matthew. Oh, I think he's finally here.
Woo! Oh.
Still was here earlier than the predicted time. So, you know.
Oh, there you go, Matthew.
That's something. You go. Yes.
I never like to lose, but that's all right.
I'm so tired of winning.
So are we waving the checkered flag? Are we waving the checkered flag?
We are.
That was a good pun. Come on.
Well, that's just how Google has it in there. That's not my fault.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. Have a great day.
Sorry. For
that. Oh, was Matthew mad at you? What happened?
Okay, well, number one, it was under my husband's name. So he says, well, who... He's like, this is for Daniel. I guess he didn't think I looked like a Daniel. And then he, on the Google Maps, our address comes up with a funny number. I don't know why. Like, it doesn't put our address and street name.
Oh.
This is just a strange Google thing. I don't have any answers for you as to why, but he wanted to know why.
Inquisitive Matthew.
Yes, but Matthew did get us what we need. So, yay.
Yay. So we all have food and we're all happy.
Yes, yay. Definitely.
Sorry, I'm still eating my fries.
I was going to say, you can tell when Jim's distracted, he must be eating. So he's not going to talk much anymore. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us for this fun experiment.
Well, thanks for having me. It was great.
Yes. And even though you came in third in the Nugget Grand Prix, you got food, so you're a winner.
Yes, totally.
How can people find you if they want to follow you on TikTok or any social media?
Just my name. It's Carrie Lum, K-E-R-I-L-U-M-M.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word about My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Would you also take a moment to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts? True story, my dad Larry accidentally gave us a 1-star review, so we need your help to counteract that. Thanks, Dad. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.